Dr. Mary Hooley is an internist in San Francisco, California. She decided to review all the published research she could find on the link between heart disease and depression.
The majority of studies have found that depression is associated with an increased risk of heart attacks. This means that depression is not only affecting one's mental health, it may also affect one's physical health.
Dr. Hooley's study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Among her findings, that one out of every three heart failure patients suffers from depression.
It may be that patients with depression have elevated levels of stress hormones that might damage their heart, or there may be behavioral consequences of depression, such as not taking medications as prescribed, or not eating as well, or not exercising, that may damage the heart.
A Swedish study released last year found that people diagnosed with depression earlier in life, between 25 and 50 years of age, have increased risk of developing coronary heart disease later on. The link between heart disease and depression makes sense to Wiley Cowan, who has had a quadruple bypass and suffered two strokes.
Heart issues surfaced just a few years ago, but I feel that I have suffered from depression for a great many years.
The U.S. National Institute of Mental Health says nearly 15 million American adults are currently affected by a major depressive disorder. Dr. Hooley says the most surprising thing is that depression is extremely common, and that more than half of the cases are never diagnosed or treated properly. Many studies link depression with serious physical illness. The National Institute of Mental Health reports that treating depression, especially in patients with serious illnesses, can improve the quality of their lives and even hasten recovery.
The last time after.
Carol Pearson,
yeah.
VOA News.
Yeah.